Peter Beaumont is on the line once again from CERT. What's the scene, Peter?
Well, we're about two blocks from the sea in the centre of the city. There's just two main roads to go before you actually reach the beach from where we are. A district called Haidallah, which was one of the pockets last night. We are in Old Haidallah at the moment, and that seems to have been cleared. Ahead of us is a series of high-rises, and then there's a more sort of concentrated block of housing and buildings beyond that by the sea. But we're not hearing any firing at all from that side, and what we're waiting for is just for the NTC fighters to move forward. The fighting that seems to be going on in what may be the last pocket, we're not sure, is about a kilometre to the west of me in District 2. And that is one of the districts people have been saying that there could be some hard fighting for. The advance there has been held up for the last couple of days close to the television station. But the whole east of the city is under government control. The centre of the city nearly all the way down to the beach. The police station, and I understand the main square fell in fighting last night. And from the east, I'm just not hearing anything. And to tell the truth, the biggest danger to us today was friendly fire. When we were driving down to where we are now, an artillery position or a tank on the ridge behind us fired down towards this district and exploded about 300 or 400 metres in front of our car. It looks as though someone's going in now, actually.
Is the Dollar district in that number two area?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's on the edge of it. We're in two is to the left of where I am at the moment, which is to the west. Haidallah is on, I believe it's the westernmost part of District 1. Again, the numbers don't run in order from west to east. It's on the furthest west, it's 2. In the middle, it's 1. And on the far eastern side, it's 3. 3 is now clear, as far as we understand. There may be a couple more snipers in there, but, you know, people are coming out. Some of the fighters have been seen coming out with Korans. We walked down the street about 800 metres behind us where there had been pro-Gaddafi fighters. And there were a couple of houses where there was just uniforms strewn on the floor, where they'd taken their uniforms off, change into civilian clothes.
Last night, Jalil said that the NTC forces were within 2 days of capturing CERT. So that doesn't sound like it's an idle boast to you.
It's not an idle boast. It could easily be over by the end of today. I mean, we're not hearing a lot of... Well, I mean, we're hearing no outgoing fire at all. All the firing I'm hearing at the moment is from the government positions. And I think when they advance, there may be some fighting, but I'd be surprised if it's terribly much.
Any more rumours, speculation about Muhtasim Gaddafi?
No, although we came across a mobile phone today, which apparently was one of his friends, which had his phone number in it, and there were pictures in it of kind of the guy who's a friend is obviously a big enthusiast for cars. There's a picture of 6 massive white limousines, you know, the very long stretch ones, Porsches, Mercedes. You know, he's thrown his phone away probably because it's got the phone number on it when he left.
Any more sign of NATO jets?
No, none at all. I haven't heard a jet all day.
Okay, Peter, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, bye-bye.